Appreciate salvation. The word salvation is old, but it's ever new. You can stand up and say, I thank the Lord for salvation in reality. You said a big mouthful. Appreciate the mercy of God this morning. Been good to us. Thank the Lord for the song service this morning.
Yes,
amen. So the Lord will bless us. We'll get a little thought out of this. Something will help us along life's journey. Appreciate seeing so many faces we've never seen before. Saints of God, we appreciate every one of them. I'm asking you to pray for us. That the Lord will bless us, that we'll do the very best to make it clear. I know that back when that King man had got killed, Martin Luther King, he was preaching one time. I didn't hear it, I was just told this. His father was a pastor of a big place down there somewhere in the Southland, and his son was preaching on a certain day. I don't know what day it was, but anyhow, he said, son, make it plain. Fix it so people can get a hold of it, they can understand what you're saying. This may not make you jump and shout, but you'll make it to heaven if you'll do what the Bible says do. God help me to make it plain, make it clear, so the children can understand it. They along here, they are the future prospects of the Church of God.
Yes.
God help us. That's the way God, I believe, wanted to be that way from your parents on down. This is passed on down to every generation as you come down. But God help you and I. There's a change, a great change has been made. A heaven-bound train has been derailed in areas. It's going to take some wholesale repenting and confessing to get it back on track. Begin at the top coming down. And may the Lord help us. Remember, who's that? Ezra or Nehemiah 1? He confessed and repented and dealing with the people there in one place, I think they stood for 3 hours in the rain. They were interested.
Yes.
Listening close. 3 hours in the rain? Are you crazy? You think I'm going to listen to you for 20 minutes out in the rain? But they were listening for 3 hours. Standing out there listening. And the Bible speaks about they wept. God help us. Oh, in the book of Joshua, the first chapter, we're not going there, but he was instructing those people. And after so long down the line there, when he finished, they said, all that thou hast said, that will we do. Wherever thou sendest us, we will go. Lord is looking for some hearts this morning that will, all that God said, that will we do. We want to get power back among us like it was in the old times. I've seen a man back home one time had dropsy. His legs was that big down around his ankles, full of bursting of water running everywhere. Evening night Church of God got under the burden all across the land, not only there, all around. And on a certain day, there was a lady just across the street on the other side of the street had the same problem. Doctor would pay in house calls there to her whenever she should need him. And one of the saints' daughter in particular used to live here in Los Angeles. She's one of them critics. Them old sanctified folks got something now they won't pray off. Dropsy. And as old as I am, I have never seen dropsy healed by nobody, doctor or nothing else. But I believe God. When the Lord said, any among you afflicted, let him pray. And if he's merry, let him sing songs. And if he is sick, let him call for the elders of the church, anointing him with in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up.
Amen.
One set day after our fast was over, the pastor asked the brother, said, "Do you believe if I'd pray for you now, you'd get healed?" He said, "I believe when you say amen, I'll be well." And that's exactly what happened. That fellow that said, them old sanctified folks got something out, he won't pray. I ain't heard a word from him up until now. Just ain't said nothing. But the man was healed of that dropsy. I saw it myself. Children, I long to see those days come back again because it is so needed. I mentioned the other night our young folks, these young families. And these crooks in these doctor's offices and these hospitals and these judges and lawyers, they'll take them away from you at the pop of your finger back where I live at. You just let somebody tell them that child has to go there and they get a court order. I've seen them get a court order. They took a man's wife away from him. She went there for one thing, and it didn't work out right, and somebody went and told the judge about it. Well, we're not taking no medicine. They went and got a court order from the judge himself and come and took that man's wife. Cut on her. We're living in some critical times. May God help us this morning. Joel said here in the second chapter of Joel, he said, "Blow ye the trumpet in Zion." Blow it in Zion. We are representatives of Zion this morning. This is Mount Zion. And he said, "Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand." Today we are closer to eternity than we've ever been. And it may be closer than we think. One fellow told me, "I'm young. Don't talk to me like that. I'm a young man." One time I got a call to conduct a funeral service, and the casket was just about that long. So that tells me it was some small person in there. They go, some go early, some go late, but all go. We are on our way out of here this morning.
Amen.
Death is just what David said. There was just one step between him and the grave or something like that. One breath between him and the grave. And you never know when that last one will stop. Without me, you can do nothing. God withdraw that one breath and you're gone just that quick. And it don't take long to die. It takes us about several months to get here, but it don't take long to die. May God help us out this morning, because time is about to run out. Get your Bibles, going to read a little bit for us. May the Lord help us out. If we're going to put a name on this, and said, "This is your hour. This is your hour right now. Today, if you will hear His voice, don't harden your heart, as they did in the provocation when they tempted God so much and so on." Every time you see where people get in troubles, back there is because of disobedience, hardness of heart. They would not do. All right, the Lord said this morning, may God bless us. Jeremiah 6 and 16, someone get that for us and read it. Lord, help us out this morning. This is your hour, and the power of darkness is working right now.
Yes.
The enemy comes in here and sits right down beside you and try to whisper to you when things you should be listening up to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he's whispering to you something. "I'll be glad when you get through. You know what you said? We promised to be so and so." Let us close our minds out. Those things come totally out of our minds and draw our minds in. Give attention to the hour, what's going on now. We may not hear no more at all. It's not written that we'll be here tomorrow this time. Read it, whoever has that. God said it, "Thus saith the Lord.
Stand ye in the ways."
Stand in the ways there. Wait a minute, just a minute. There are many ways of strife, of leading men astray. But the Word of God is life, the truth, and the way. Standing in the way, get out here, right out here, and begin to inquire. I don't know which way to go. These ways here, and this is that, this is that. God is calling you to Him. Yes. Don't go to Dr. XYZ and put your name on a church book, and suppose that book gets burned up. Then Dr. XYZ gonna know who his members, was, and but God bless us. We're dealing with a being here now is able to make you fireproof. Stand in the ways and inquire. Go to asking some questions about this thing, because we are going to leave here and you are going to be wanting to have a sure landing in a safe place when you get over on the other side, because we got to go. We can't stay. Yes. Read on.
And see.
See. I want you to stand out there and see.
And ask for the old path.
Ask for the old path that leads to the top of the mountain. All right.
Where is the good way?
Where is that good way? The old time way. When our fathers, I heard somebody mention somebody, let us go back to our father's praying ground. I don't know the song. But when we said, let us go back, that's indicative. We've left something somewhere.
Yeah.
And now he said, ask and inquire, where is the good way? There's a good way that Paul and Silas and in the Bible times and a number of those prophets and preachers. And down in our time, we've seen this thing lived out. We saw the signs following the gospel. And we've seen the sick. I saw Brother Eunice Phillips. I guess most of you know him. A woman fell dead one time in a meeting. And Brother Phillips came down out of the pulpit and prayed when she got up woke. That's down here this time. That's some of the old time way. I know there are some sitting here that are young, and there are things about the gospel no doubt you've never heard. But children, we need to watch our steps.
Yeah.
We need to look the way we're going.
Yeah.
We need to look the way we're dressing.
Yeah.
Look the way how we adorn our hair and so forth. All those things. That's in the Bible here. And the old time way was holy women and holy men adorn themselves so that it would become the doctrine of gospel of Jesus Christ, the Church of God. And when they did that, something happened. Inquire for the good old path. That's in the good old path. When you fully, Scripture says, thou shalt not, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now back to the healing business. God bless us. Some people are afraid to trust God for their healing.
Yes.
I am 76 years old, and I was healed of cancer. I was healed of a bad stroke. I was healed of a bad heart attack. And just this past August, I was deathly sick out here in Boley, Oklahoma. And I called for prayer and sat down there, and I saw a shadow preceding those blessed old ministers coming. They were about 8 foot behind. There was a shadow creeping along on the ground, on the floor. And when the shadow, I'm watching that, and when it got even to me, I was healed. He ain't quit. He's still in the business this morning. He can heal you both soul and mind and body. He came into this world. He lived a life. He was scorned. He was rebuked. He was beat. He was all those different things. And I believe his countenance was marred more than any man from the beatings that he went through with. But he is still the same today. Have you ever heard of Jesus? How he came from heaven to earth with the name of mighty virtue, though by very humble birth. Yes, he healed in Galilee. Amen. Read on, sister. Amen. And when you find it, walk therein,
and ye shall find rest.
You're going to find rest to your soul. That's the problem of the day. There's not much rest in the soul. God came to die and to live and to give us an example. And he said, I have given you an example that you should do as I have done. Well, the way Christ went was a life of sacrifice and self-denial, giving out.
Yes.
He didn't get very much coming. It was good giving out to the people around him. All right. What did they say?
But they said, you will not walk therein.
I ain't going to do it. You can't tell me. I know what I'm doing, and I know what I want to do. And not only that, I know what I'm going to do. Children, the gospel of Jesus Christ does one of two things. We cannot come in here and sit under this anointed gospel of Jesus Christ and be the same from here on out. You're going to either do a better or you're going to do worse. And when you harden your heart and lock your heart against God, where are you going to go? This is your hour. Stand in the ways and inquire for the good old ways. Well, Dr. Sam Jones, I hope nobody in your name that name here. I'm not talking about you. I asked him about this. And he said, oh, well, those fanatics, they don't know what they're doing. Rub him out. Just rub him out and let him go. You go to the next one. Well, I believe in holiness, but go to putting them butts in there and go to digging them wells. You rub him off too. And God bless you. In the scripture, a number of times they instructed people, go to the man of God. Go to him. And he'll tell you what you need to know. That's the man you want to see now. Just forget about all the rest of these fellows. And he's the Lord is dwelling in the top of the mountain. That's where he wants you to come. Come to me, all you that live and heavy laden. I'll give you this is your hour. They said, we will not do it. I trust the Lord that everyone in here will understand what I'm trying to say. When I say your hour, it simply means it's time to get ready. It's later than what we think. Over there in Romans, I guess I won't go over there, but I think it says something that is, time is nearer than when we believed. And we're going to, all these years has come in between the time you believed, and as time go on, we're living in the worst time that we've ever known. The history of the world has never been like the time we're living in now. And everything you see that would happen back yonder, and the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, we're living in that time this morning right here. Sodom and Gomorrah time. God will not always, as said in Genesis about 6th chapter maybe, 3 somewhere along there, my spirit shall not always strive with the men. I'm not going to keep wanting you. I'm not going to keep tugging at your heart. Somewhere in the Bible, I don't know where it is, but it says, leave them alone. We're not going to leave them alone, but you know, people will get placed sometimes and act, you can't do it with them. You have to leave them alone. Just pray for them. You can't tend to them by otherwise. Just pray for them and let them go. And so, down here, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Sin. Scripture says in Jeremiah there, possibly the 17th chapter, he said the heart is evil. Thoughts of man's heart is all the evil continue. It's desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, we're dealing with one this morning. Know your heartbeat.
Yes.
He know your intents. The murmuring. He hear you murmuring in your tents. He knows all about that. You and I, if we ask the one who want to know the question and we don't want to do it, or tell us to do it, no. But when you disobey God, God calls it rebellion and stubbornness, and it's worse than the sin of witchcraft.
Yes.
When you turn God down, where are we going to go? All right, blow the trumpet in Zion. What is the trumpet for? It's to wake up people. Give them a warning that's the impending trouble. It's time for you to get up and run for your life because the time is just about to play out. Well, I've got good health. You can't scare me into this. I'm not trying to scare you. If you get scared into it, you get scared out of it. With good health, they fall dead too. God calls for that little feeble breath that you got, you're gone. And many times, if people are going out of here without a warning, just leave here. All right, this is your hour, and the power of darkness doth work. Someone get Revelation 3, 7, and 8, and hold that for us. And St. John 7 and 6, and whoever have Luke 22:53, you might read that. Blow the trumpet in Zion. And Isaiah said, cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions. That's what the trumpet is for, is to warn you and get you disturbed about your condition. If you don't never get to the place where you become disturbed or you get tired of sin, you'll keep right on stream. But may God help us. There's a friend of friends in here this morning.
Yes.
And he wants to bless the soul of every one of us. Yes. He wants to save you through and through to the uttermost.
Yes.
Well, I'm saved, but I ain't saved like you. Name it one salvation. There's one faith. There's one God. There's one way. And may God help us. We either is or we ain't. All right. 22:53 Luke. Yes.
You stretch forth no hand against me.
Amen.
But this is your hour and the power of darkness.
That's far enough right there. That's the part I want to get. The power of darkness. The dark power of darkness that's come down and settled upon the nations today is cruel. It's terrible.
Yes.
Things that you wouldn't imagine 50 years ago. It's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah,
these preachers will let you do anything you want to just since you bring me that money.
Yeah.
Put your name on my book. God help us. We need to be worried about that whether our name is on the Lamb's Book of Life or beyond it. God alone keeps the record. And this Dr. XYZ's book is allowed to get burned up. But the Lamb's Book of Life, that's the one we should be worried about this morning. Is your name enrolled? What's how that song go?
In heaven.
Is your name enrolled in heaven? On the book of life so fair. I can't quote the rest of it. Anyhow, you know what I'm talking about. Most everybody in here know that you didn't come here to stay. You can't stay here. God help us.
Is your name enrolled where it is secure?
Yes, now that you got it.
Written
by God's hand alone.
Uh-oh,
look out. Oh, that man should have left that out. Let that leave that out. Is your heart made pure? The heart is desperately wicked. And the thoughts and the intents, is all that's all people have done today. May God help us. The scripture says in Psalms 9:17, I believe it is. I'm not going there, but I think that's close. The wicked shall be turned into hell. And all nations that forget God.
Yes.
This morning, United States of America has been held back out of wars and troubles on their shores because there were some praying people over here. But God help us, the fear of God is being lifted off the hearts of people. And God is almost certain to desert us one of these days if the trend goes the way it's going.
Yes.
They have gone sports crazy.
Yes.
Ouch.
Amen.
You get out here and get in these high schools and in these colleges, and you don't have to know how to aim from bullfrog, is the old saying, if you allow me to say it. But if you can play basketball, you're one of the best students we got on the campus. God said plainly, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. It is not of the Father, but is out the world. And I said, don't love it. Stay away from it. Get out of it. I know some, this don't sound very good, but I may not see you no more. I hope so, but I may not. I'll start it out on, this is roundup time for me because my time is about to run out. I know I don't have too much here. And so I'm going to tell you the truth. If I have to run, I'm going to run and holler back. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to tell you the truth looking at you, and then I have to run, and I'm going to holler back as I go, yeah, that's right. I said it. God said it. I'm just repeating what he said here. And God bless us. Over there in the 17th chapter of St. John, he said, they are not of this world.
even as I am not. We don't believe Christ has been down here dipping and dabbling and trying to look pretty and fixing up yourself all kinds of ways and going into all kinds of places. Man, somewhere in the paper yesterday was preaching or doing something in a beer joint. I know there are people in there that needs to be saved. But there's a lot of places to go and to preach the gospel without going in a liquor joint.
Yeah.
May God help us. Come out. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you. You'll be my sons and daughters, and I'll be your God, saith the Lord Almighty. This is your time. It's time for you to give your heart to God. This is your hour. Revelation 3, 7 and 8. Let's see what that one says.
The angel,
this is God sending his angel. Read it.
He saith,
he that is holy.
He that is true.
He that is true.
He that hath the key of David.
Amen.
He that openeth and no man shutteth.
Amen.
And shutteth and no man openeth.
Amen.
I know thy works.
I know what you're doing. Go on.
Behold, I have set before
Take
thee
note.
An open door.
I've set before thee an open door. I want you to come in.
And no man can shut it.
No man can shut it.
For thou hast a little strength.
Thou hast a little strength.
And hast kept my word.
Hast kept my word.
And hast not denied,
hast my, not denied name. My name. There are some along the way. Things happen and they get weary. Be not weary in well-doing. Get to the place where serious diseases come along, problems. You pray and pray and pray, and the devil say, you see that? If you went to Dr. Joe Smith, you'd have been out on the streets and I ain't gone. Yeah, that's right. You might have been down below the street, too. But may God help us. Nobody, when it comes time for you to go, you're going. And they, if it's not your time to go, you won't go. One lady got pretty well bad off, I guess. Would nothing do her but to go and get a checkup. And what we say most of the time when the thing gets real bad, you say, I'm going to go get me a checkup. You really are saying, I'm going to get me a check-in. Because when he got a looking in your eye with that little thing, the little thing with that little keen on, he walk up and shake his head. And apprehension's going to get a hold of you right there. You wonder, what did he see? He said, and get another one. And ye look, and then they walk up and talk.
Doc, you better get me a bed up there somewhere.
God help us. The Lord did not design for that. He has power today, the same as it was yesterday, today, and forever. And he, cursed be the man that put his trust in man, make flesh his arms, whose heart has departed from God. God wants you to come to him, and may God help us, because he said, other sheep I have which are not his fold, I must also bring. There shall be one fold and one shepherd, and he is the chief shepherd, and he knows how to take care of his sheep. I'm the good shepherd. My sheep know me. And God bless us and help us out this morning, because any other way is going to fail. When you need it the most, he won't be there. Why? Because I didn't obey him. You got any? Brother, aren't you have children? Some we have children. I've had children. They've grown and gone. Thank God for that. And some of the children are real obedient, a real asset to be in the family. And some of them is real hard-headed. And you have to convince him or her that what I'm telling you, I'm the father, and I want you to go right. Well, they done took the thrashing out of the schools, and you can't do it at your home. If they find it out, they're going to get you about it. These little children, these little babies, little fellows, they have a will. And it has to be broken while they're real small. If they don't, you got trouble. May God help us. My little girl,
We went to service one morning to Sister Virginia's grandparents, those old timers. And I wanted to be saved so bad, and that little girl was kept cutting up. And I took her to the basement, little fella, and pulled my belt off and got her to give her a good tanning. I brought her back and set her down, and she thought the same thing. I got right back up and went back down, and I broke her wheel that time. We never had no more trouble. You better break that wheel with these children. They got one, and I'm going to tell you, it gets stubborn and hard as days go by. Don't wait until they get too big, because they're going to embarrass you. I didn't allow my children to embarrass me. No. If anybody got embarrassed, they were the one that got embarrassed. I just didn't allow it. This is part of the old way. Well, I ain't gonna treat my children like he talking about. I'm not telling you to abuse your children.
Amen.
But you are the father and the mother, and God gave you those children, and it's up for you to train them and to raise them, because that's the reason why he gives children to young folks. Old folks say, God help us. This is your hour. Get a hold of everything you can get and write it down in your little black book, as they call it, and keep it in your heart and in your mind, and it'll do you good in the years to come. This is your hour. Well, we won't go to repeat all that, but it said, speaking about the door. A door is indicative of a place to enter into a building or something. And it's already open. And all we have to do is accept God's terms, humble ourselves and repent. Over there, I think it's in the 13th chapter of Luke or John, which one it is right now. But they begin to tell him about those Galileans that Pilate had destroyed and mixed their blood with the daily sacrifice. He said, do you think those sinners were sinners above all sinners so much? I tell you, nay, except you repent, you are going to perish. That perish means you're going to die and go to hell. You're going to be lost. God help us. In one place, he said, hell has opened its mouth wide, I believe without measure, something like that. Hi, Brother Hobbs. Oh, that's Brother Clifford talking. All right. All right, it's going to meet you at your coming. And they that live in pomp.
It's Isaiah 5 and 14.
Read it.
Therefore,
don't say he said it. Read it out of the Bible.
Therefore, hell hath enlarged herself.
Amen.
And opened her mouth without measure.
Don't turn nobody down.
And their glory, and their multitude,
their beauty, their pride, their all those things. The pride of thine heart had deceived thee.
And he
that rejoices, having a good time. He's going to do what?
He's
sinned. What do I sin mean?
Go down.
Going to go down.
And the mean man shall be brought down, and the mighty man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled.
That's good enough. One of those songs said, lost my precious soul. Never to reach yon's brighter goal. Lost. I believe there's someone here this morning that are not saved. I'm not picking on you, but I'm just the mouthpiece. God is calling, beckoning, inviting, dealing with you. And the time to move is now. It may not be no tomorrow. Today is your this is your hour. Lord, bless and help us out this morning. Let's see, John 7:6 says, my time is not ready, but your time is always ready. You may go anytime. There's no set time. He knew what he was doing. He came to fulfill his father's commitments and things of that nature. But you and I, we come here to sojourn for just a little while. And it's going to be short. The longest part of our time, our life, will be over on the other side. And one place it says in the book of Mark, it speaks about where the worm dies not and the fire is not quenched. It said that about three times in one chapter, I believe there. And they try to say, burning the criminals in a pit. and the worms crawling around on the ground. I wonder what are they going to do with all the worms that die on this pier, down this side. Their worms are going to have the pit soil, they say, is over yonder in Jerusalem. God bless you and I. Hell was made for the devil and his angels. And if I'd get out here and go to telling you a devil and his angels, you'd be ready to fight me. But it's made for the devil and his angels. If you don't want to be down there with him, you better get away from him now.
Yes.
Turn your back on him. Repent. Confess your sins and be saved. What the scripture says, repent. Everyone that believes in God to enough that he can stake his life on it and will confess the wrongdoings of him back there, and God will save your soul. And then you put you in a place now where you can begin to grow in the things of God. And then immediately you start making your restitutions. I stole this from Sam. And I took that from Mary. Got to go give it back. If there's anybody in here today. I started making restitution before I got saved. I got under condemnation. And I tell you, the Lord worked with my soul, and I really didn't know what it was when it first set in. But I was praying, asking the Lord to save me. Didn't even know how to pray, hardly. But the Lord began to deal with my soul. And when the Lord saved my soul, I owed a lot of people. I owed a lot of restitutions. Don't get scared now. If you stole $10 from Brother Archer's big man, and you walk up to Brother Archer, maybe Brother Archer said, I'm going to slap his face when I see him. He said, Brother Archer, I got saved last night and I took $10 from here. You'll disarm him every time. He won't know what to say. This is the old time way. May God help us, because and if children, if you have not started stealing, don't steal. Because if you do, you are going to have to give an account of what you stole. And I tell you, you talk about a good feeling. I done got grown, got married, got saved, and I had stole some money from my mother when I was a little boy. That came up just like the sun. Here it is. I was sick. Others I'd stole and cheated and robbed and beat out of things. All of those things begin to float back here. And I like to backslid old one because somebody loud got killed over it. But I got with those old saints. There were her old timers back there in the east there, and they told me what to do. Oh, it worked out fine. I was so glad and I was so light and I felt so good in my soul. Walked up to a man and he was mad and he just, you done this, you done the other. And when I told him I got saved and I want to pay you everything I owe you. And I paid him that and then over above. And everything worked out fine. God will take care of you. He's more than able to take care of his own. I don't care what the situation comes up. And so, we want you to get saved. If you join church, you ain't done nothing. You made it worse. But I'm talking about genuine Bible salvation this morning, this afternoon. Something that would deliver your soul from sin.
Yes.
And his law, when he will do the writing, he'll write his law in your heart. What's that, Ezekiel 36:26? Somebody find that read. Get it straight. They won't say he said this. We'll get it out of the word of the Lord. That makes it official. I might say something, make a mistake sometime. Hear what God said about it.
Then will I sprinkle clean.
I'm going to sprinkle clean. Wait just a minute. God said he would do it.
Yes.
No, sometime they go, well, I've been sprinkled and I don't need nothing else. Who sprinkled you? Well, Dr. Jones. He's WXYZ. He sprinkled. He didn't tell him to do that at all. Go ye therefore into all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized, immersed in the water. He that believeth and is baptized, he shall be saved. He that believeth not, he's going to be damned. All right, read on.
Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you.
Amen.
And you shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart will I put within you.
Lord, help us.
And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause
and do them.
Oh, there's music in the soul to the saved person this morning. God bless us. Listen to this. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. The Bible said that. I didn't say it. I'm just reading what I found here. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins. Even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. We're bearing fruit today, every one of us. Every one of you is bearing some kind of fruit. May God bless us. I'm going to sprinkle. God has a situation, the water he sprinkles with has a cleansing. What's that word? What, efficacy? It has a cleansing efficacy to it. I believe that's proper. I'm not sure, but I am going to take out that heart that caused you to buck up in the rap and the fight and the swearing and all those things. I'm going to take it out. I'm going to give you a real operation, and I'm not going to cut you to do it. I'm not going to peep in your eye and then get you to wondering. I'm going to take that heart out, and I'm going to put a heart in there that loves me. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. This is one of the greatest commandments. With all of thy heart, all of thy soul, all of thy mind, and all of thy strength.
Yes.
And the next second likening unto it, love thy neighbor as thyself. All this great salvation makes you love everybody. Well, Brother Bruno, what do you do when they mistreat you? It isn't how they treat you, it's how you treat them is what counts. Don't worry about how they're going to do. You take care of number one first. Desperately wicked. All right, behold, let's move on and try to get out here and get this wrapped up and tied together. And we will. There's an appointment. Every one of us in here has an appointment already set. And we will meet that appointment. Sometime we make them with the folks downtown or here and there and break them. But here's one. Know thou this. All of these things. What the things that you're doing is not right. We don't have to know anything about the Bible to become condemned because of our works. One time I got a man hurt right out here in southern Oklahoma. My heart condemned me so I couldn't sleep for 3 nights. Worried. Because it was my fault. And the Lord began to deal with my heart back there. And an old man used to come out there at the camp every Sunday afternoon and teach us we need to be saved. And the Lord began to deal with my heart, but I didn't know what to do about it. I got on my knees and mourned like a dove. Didn't know how to pray. That's all I knew. Just my heart was heavy. I needed somebody to tell me how to get out of this thing. And God bless your soul when I came in contact with her grandparents and all those old timers back there. There's where the Lord saved my soul. I wish I'd have died that night. I still was right there on that knee when I got saved and got through and got hold of God. I wish I'd have passed on right there. I've had so much trouble since that time, but I wouldn't have had a chance to meet you all. May the Lord help us. Is there a soul in here in trouble this afternoon? All right, behold, 320. Revelation 3 and 7 and 8 and 20. 3, 7, 8, and 20. Read that for someone. God bless us and help us out. I pray that you'll listen and pay close attention. Forget about what you left back home or what you got to go back to do or what you're going to. You may not get back home, so forget about that. Close that out for the time being and draw our minds in. The business of the day is let's see if I can get a hold of something that I can get saved. I'll get a hold of something that will strengthen me on my journey.
The angel of the church in Philadelphia writes.
Did you read that a while ago?
Yes, I did.
Well, get to 20th verse.
Behold, I stand at the door.
That's the one.
Heart.
Amen.
If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me.
21.
He to him that overcometh will
that hath an ear.
Let him hear.
What do you hear this morning? Do you hear just a noise? Or is anything resting with you this morning? Or this afternoon? Because that's what's going to count. Everybody have these sitting up here, just about it. But how do you hear? We need to hear in the heart. And to get it down on the inside and listen, because God is all business. You know, he don't play. Behold, take note of this. I stand at the door, standing at your heart's door, warning you, talking to you, calling you, wooing you, tugging out your heart, why I want you to come. He so loved the world. That put another dimension on love when he said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, came down and suffered and died the most miserable and most cruel death. Acted, put him up there as if he was a thief. He never did no sin. He was God for him. But he suffered the just for the unjust, and he paid the supreme price for you and I. And for that cause, we owe him our life.
Yes.
He gave you this life or this soul, and it was absolutely clean when he gave it to you. And he expects you and I to return it in the same shape. Holy clean. And if we don't, woe is you and I. The wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. May God bless you now, because there's an indifference, and there's a kind of a slothfulness, and there's a coolness have settled down over the camp, and it has quieted some of us down, and God bless you now. We need to stop doing that, change things of God, and get up and run for your life and make this way attractive to your children, neighbors, companions. Make it attractive to them, because you are getting so much out of it. But if we come into service looking like we've been eating green grapes and sour plums, who knows what you got? Are you adorning the doctrine? Making attracted the way? Are you? Suppose when we come out here, you say, if everybody was like me, what kind of service would we have? It's something to think about. May God bless us and help us out. Saints of God, your job and my job when you get saved is to get somebody else saved.
Yes.
And the only way you can do it is by living a real example before them and letting them know I'm having the best time I ever had in my life.
Yes.
And I've been a lot of places. I've been across this country from here to there. I said when I was out here, young boy, I'm going to go to New York City. And I'm going to go up as there was a ballroom in the 65th story toward the stars. I'm going there. But you know one thing, the Lord saved my soul. And when I got to New York City, I couldn't get out of there fast enough. That's the worst place. I didn't even want to have to stay all night there. But I found it, the city where God himself is the keeper. I'll be the wall of fire among them, around them. Nothing can do you no harm. God, be not dismayed, for God will take care of you. He's able to take care of his own. But you go out here on your own. We have to make some decisions every day, mostly. It's about something. And we need to get ourselves in the love of God, for the Lord can help you to make the right decision, because when you make a decision and it don't work out right, you're going to lose something. God never fails. Be not dismayed, whatever be tied. God will take care of you. All right, I'm going to come in and sup with you. I want you to listen. When God is working, then is your time to work. Well, I'll get saved later on down the line. I got some things to do. We may not get a chance to do those. The Lord, he is grieved with sin. And he never petted it. And for that cause, he paid the supreme price with his blood that you would be his. He bought you. I purchased you. And when he did that, he had a right
to clean out the house.
Yes.
Don't the scripture say something about whose house are we if we hold fast to what is rejoicing to the end? Remembering to the end? Whose house are we? We belong to Him. In our hearts is His dwelling place. I bought you with a price. Therefore, I want you to glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are His. You are not your own. You cannot go on and say, I'll do what I want to do. I'm my own man. I'll do as I please. You belong to God. Amen. What's that? Ezekiel 18, all souls are mine.
Yeah.
The soul of the Father, so is the soul of the Son. All souls are mine. The soul that sinneth, it should die. Going to be cut off. Eternal separation from God. And our little brain pan, we're not able to fathom out the misery it'll be down there when we get there and we leave here unsaved. Hell is hot. Get a lesson from the rich man. He went down there. One way in and no way out. All right, we're going to have to find a place to cut off here somewhere. But may the Lord help us. The scripture says again in Acts, we ought to obey God rather than man. Man will tell you, Dr. Sam will tell you, everybody do the best they can and treat your fellow man right. You'll be all right. Don't listen to him. Listen to the true word of God that's being explained and told you exactly what it's going to take. It's going to take a life without sin. No such a thing as a sinning Christian.
Amen.
When you get saved, you quit the sin business. When you go to the sin business, you quit the slave business. There's two different lives altogether. Children, believe me, and I'm not throwing out on anyone, but I'm just making a choice. I'm steady trying to make it plain enough you can make the right choice. Remember Mary and Martha? One of them was busy here and there, and the other one sat down at the feet of Jesus and heard His word, and he said, it shall not be taken away. She chose the best part. God looks at one thing one way. It's either right or it's wrong. We make allowances for different things, but God doesn't make no allowances. When He said it's sin, it's sin. And He always says it's either the thing that you're doing is either right or it's wrong. God help us this morning or this afternoon. My spirit. Proverbs 6:27-28.
Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes?
Can a man take fire in his bosom? No, he can't. You know you can't. I've been burned real bad. I got a scar on my body now. It was put on there when I was 6 years old. It's been there for 70 years. It ain't moved. It ain't drawn up. It ain't went away. It's still there. Can a man take fire in his bosom? And not be burned, not even his clothes not be burned. No, he can't. Read on.
Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned?
Know anything about going barefooted? No, he can't. Read on.
Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? So he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her, shall not be innocent.
All right. What verse are you reading? All right, hold it right there. 28 is one, but I want you to skip down to 32 and 33, but hold it just a minute. Can a man take fire in his bosom and not be burned? Young folks, you that are thinking about making a family for your own, boys and girls, getting up, that's natural, that you look forward to having your own home someday, beware of early courtship. You got a court now. Serious at 14 years, beware. You are playing with fire. And you are going to get burnt. Early courtship. If there's a boy, a man, or a woman for you, you'll get them. God will see to it. And if the Lord gives you one, He's going to treat you right. You're playing with fire. Holding hands and all that kind of stuff. Your body, you young girls especially, your body, that's personal property, shouldn't be touched by the boy. Shouldn't he keep his hands off of you because you save yourself for some pure man or some pure woman?
But if you go around that holding hands and that, all that stuff, I know that we look like sometime I'm on cloud nine. I can't see nothing. Got Google eyes. I just, that man or that woman, but let me tell you something. Everything that glitter is not gold. God help you, you're playing with fire when you do that. Wait. Stick around, stay home and wait. Oh, may be a good, obedient child to your parents and stay home for a while. And when you get up to around 22 or 23, maybe your feet will be kind of settled down on the ground then, and you're able to make some choices. But that 14 to 23-year-old age, we know it all, and it's going to get you in trouble. Repent. We ought to obey God. Here are 32 and 33, say there.
But whoso commits adultery with a woman lacketh understanding.
Have mercy.
He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away.
God help us. All right. Let's see. That was 32 and 33. Well, anyhow, she read it for us. And committeth adultery. I tell you, this book, this Bible, was anointed and inspired by God. And it fits all ages. From the beginning on down to the end of time, it fits all ages. We are in one of the most wicked and the most lustful and the most adulterous generation today than you've ever seen, read, or heard of. And I tell you, the Grim Reaper, we got problems, and plenty of them. But we don't have to go that way. The Lord said, I love them that love me. And he that hate me, he loved death. Let me see the hands of everybody here that loved death this afternoon. I know you ain't going to stick it up, but I ask you to. May the Lord bless and help us out. My voice is to the sons of men. This is your hour. Well, I have to give up so much. Listen, bless your soul. You don't know what you're talking about. That filth and that stuff that you give up to get saved. Oh, I gained something. Did you gain anything, sister, when you got saved? You? Or did you lose something? I gained. You talk about gaining. When you repent and confess, that brings all of heaven on the scene. More angel rejoices over one sinner that repented, and 99 just people just already saved. When you begin to pour your heart out to God, that brings the angels down on the scene. God comes down. I'm going to go down. All right. We'll read this, and if nothing else, we're going to conclude with this one here. God is weighing your actions this afternoon, and the day of the Lord is coming close. And one of these days, your number, as it were, will be punched or called, and that's one call that you'll answer. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after death, the judgment. Some teach if you die and leave money back here with your folks, or they got money, you stop at a certain place and then they'll pray you on over in. That's not so. That's a lie of the pit of hell. Where have it come from? Because once you die, that settles, that fixes it with you. The living know that he must die, but the dead know it nothing. He don't know nothing about what's going on back here. How dare we say, Mama appeared to me last night. Mama, come back and talk to me. You better forget about Mama and see what the Lord is saying to your soul. Mama wish you well, but that's as far as Mama can go. When the death sweat gets on your brow, you begin to look, your eyes get set. You ever watch a person die? He sets his eye more to kind of up in the ceiling like. And you can wave your hands over his face right down close, and they will not bat the eye just looking.
And if we are not saved, the devil is right there to catch that soul the minute you breathe your last breath and take it to torment.
That's right.
And if you are saved, the angel of the Lord encampeth around about those that love Him and fear Him. Those are your protection. And you know that angel, Jesus said, when He was there at a certain point, He said, I can call to heaven, I'll get 12 legions of angels be here meeting. Is there a soul here in trouble tonight, this afternoon? Would you like to get out? The day of the Lord will come, and it's coming as a thief in the night. All right, here in Proverbs 5, I guess we'll read this one. 5 and 11. Amen. Mourn at the last. Consumed. Read on. Read on down through the 14.
How have I hated instruction?
What are you doing this morning? How have I hated instructions? And people are telling me, my teachers and things are telling me things that I need to do. No, I'm grown. I know what I want to do. And I won't listen. I don't have to listen to what they say.
And my heart despises the truth. Mm. And have not obeyed the voice of my teachers. Mm. Nor inclined my ear to them that instructed me. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly.
Look out. That's far enough. I've hated instruction. My heart despised reproof. Boys, little boys. My wife said I'd rather try to raise 10 girls than fool with an old hard-headed boy. One, girls is not, they're not as stubborn and hard-headed and unruly as the girls did not lack that innocence. The boys, they get to the place early, man. All that stuff. Fooling around, playing with your one soul. And he said, how have I hated instruction? I'm going to leave home. As soon as I get 17, I'm going to leave. I tried that. I'm going to tell you, children, it don't work. I'm going to leave. I don't like the rules in this house, and I'm getting out of here. I left home, and believe me, I've seen a many time. I wish I was back in there in that old bed. It wasn't so good we had, but I'm back in that old bed, and all I had to do is get up and go eat. It's right just there. I know what it means to be hungry and to be full. I know what it means to be when your friends forsake you. When you got the dollar, you got a friend. But when you get broken, get down flat on your back, where are your friends if they're gone? They was not friends at the first place. I didn't listen to instructions. My parents, they told me what would happen if you go and carry out your threats. The mannish boy didn't know nothing. May God help me. I got in trouble. And I've seen him many times. I wish I could get a hold of Mama and she'd get me back in that house. But it's too late. Once you get out there and you make marks on your life that can never be erased, you get scarred up with sin. All right. I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined. I didn't even listen to this. Well, maybe I made a mistake. Let me see what are they saying. I wouldn't even do that. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and God will raise you up. I'll save your soul this afternoon. I was almost in all trouble in the midst of the congregation and the assembly, sitting right in among the saints. I saw the wicked buried, which had come and gone from the place of the holy. You'll be gone one of these days, and sooner than we think, and your place will be forgotten. How many times you said, remember old man so-and-so that died around the corner there? You know, I forgot about that. You're going to be forgotten, and it won't be too long. Your families will cry and weep and so on. Mother will wipe the death sweat off your brow. But I'm trying to make you acquainted with one now. We'll go through with you right on through death.
Yeah.
low places. When he said about the shadow of death, you ain't dead yet. That's low places. Those are bad things that's happening. Things that are uncertain. Go through that. God has promised to be your helper. And so, I maintain, now if anybody can show me I'm wrong, I'll pick it up, that God does not desert you even when you die. Elisha, he had been dead for quite a while. They brought him in and pitched him off in that hole where Elisha was, and he got up and come out of there. God, that life of God down in there, he didn't desert him. When God said, I'll be with you always, it simply meant always, through time and eternity, and you'll live as long as God lives, and he ain't going to never die. Would you like to be saved this afternoon? This is your hour. Because the enemy is out to destroy you, soul and body. The sins of a youth. How many people today are suffering because of the sins of their youth? Youth, childhood and youth. Vanity. Vexation of spirit, something like that. Vanity, vanity. All is vanity, said the preacher. God said it. May the Lord help us.